I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. We're at that in-between time in the vegetable garden. The spring crops are done, and the summer crops are coming on strong. It's easy just to harvest the cucumbers, zucchinis, tomatoes, and beans, and keep up with all the weeds this rainy summer. But one philosophy I always live by in our garden is to never leave a bed unplanted. Succession planting is a good way to create a second harvest of veggies in fall and use up the space that's left behind by the fading spring crops. The first step is to be merciless. Pull out old lettuce, greens, peas, and early bean plants after the main harvest is finished. There still may be a few fruits or leaves left, but yank them out anyway. Make room for your midsummer planting. Then decide what to plant. Carrots, beets, lettuce, Swiss chard, and kale are some good fall choices from seed. Local nurseries offer fall broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage transplants that you can add in too. At the very least, sow a cover crop of oats and peas to build the soil fertility. Amend the bed with a 1 to 2 inch thick layer of compost and sow seeds as you would in spring. You'll have to stay more alert with your summer seeding though. The warm soil is great for quick germination, but there are more pests around and sometimes the soil gets too hot for proper germination. I like to cover the soil after seeding with a floating row cover. It protects the young seedlings, keeps the soil moist, and shades them a bit from the hot sun. This row cover is also a good addition for transplanted brassicas to prevent swede midge and cabbage worms from decimating the young plants. Keep well watered and you'll be enjoying more fresh produce in fall. And now for this week's tip. Deadhead or pull plants of spent poppy, calendula, and verbena borneriensis annual flowers so they don't self-sow rampantly and become a weed in your garden. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about colorful leafed shrubs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.